Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Jackson. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Witt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Red Witt. And now, play ball. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Witt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls who is chasing the ball. Skinner reaches third base with a triple. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skinner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Red Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Witt moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Witt scores. Clemente scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to third. Banks moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groat strikes out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws to second. Taylor drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Taylor. Mazeroski moves to second. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groat is walked intentionally. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Pirates. Red Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Long strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Footer Johnson pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Footer Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Dick Drott now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 7-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dick Drott. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin pinch hits for Lou Jackson. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Morin moves to second. It's 7-1, Pirates. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Morin moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.